What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about what happens when a narcissist has you hooked, when they got you right where they want you. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure you check out the self-love brand. This is the I Love Me, I'm Worthy shirt right here that I'm wearing. If you're watching this on YouTube and whatnot, link is in the description of every single video and podcast I do. Make sure you also join the newsletter as well. But yeah, I'm Worthy helps with the self-love brand is growing, y'all. So what happens when a narcissistic person, toxic person, feels like they got you right where they want you?
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They take the mask off. When a narcissist has you hooked, they typically reveal to you who they really are. There might be, and a lot of people call this stage removing the mask or whatever. A lot of narcissists will absolutely remove the mask at this stage right here. You see what I'm saying? A ton of narcissistic people will absolutely remove the mask. Take the mask off and show you who they really are once they feel like they have you hooked, and once they feel like it's harder for you to leave them. You know what I mean? Once they have you head over heels, literally head over heels, smitten, in love. Yeah, my mom used to call it, my aunt Max used to say smelling yourself. Like when they got you smelling yourself, you so in love, you smell yourself on them or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just like once they have you, that's when they show you who they really are, you know? Once they have you isolated, once they got you moved across the country or to a different city, to a different town or whatever, far away from your, just not necessarily too far away, but away, just far enough where you don't feel comfortable, where they feel comfortable, where you don't feel comfortable. Like your support system is just outside of arm's reach. You see what I'm saying? Just outside of arm's reach, your support system is. So what happened? Like that's when they take the mask off, when they feel like they have you. When they feel like they got you hooked, like you so in love, you got this big bright ass future planned together. You know, y'all have this been a typically it's been a whirlwind romance or whatever. It's like everything is going just you. This is a fairy tale story. You saw this. You've seen this movie before. It's not like you. It's like you've seen this movie before. They take the mask off, and there's certain moments when this happens, y'all. There's a few moments when this happens. One of the moments when they happen, like I said, when they have you isolated away from your support system, your friends, families, loved ones, when they have you away from all of them, they can take the mask off. But also, when there's a baby involved, when you get pregnant or they get pregnant by you, mask off, because then they got you. A baby is one of the most defining moments. A pregnancy is one of the most defining moments when the narcissistic mask comes off, when they show you who they really are. Because now they feel like they really got their talons into you. Because a baby is a rest of your life commitment. It's not, y'all, I know y'all, everybody gets into their head. It's just 18 years. Just 18 years, y'all, is kind of wild that people say that. Because 18 years is damn near 25% of the average lifespan of a human. The average lifespan of a human is 70-something years old. 18 years is 25% of your life. So many people are just like, oh, it's only 18 years. I can't wait. 18 years, y'all. It's 25% of your life. Look at it like that. 18 years, that, you know, you grown to 18. You see what I'm saying? But 18 years is not the end of it. Like, you got a that kid who is 18 now, is going to have kids of their own one day, maybe. If they so choose. Their kid is going to have grand. You're going to have grandkids. There's going to be graduations. There's going to be holidays coming up. You got a co-grandparent. You know what I'm saying? You, the co-parenting doesn't stop, or you don't have to. Like I said, there's ways you can get in between it. But that person's going to be part of your life forever. They feel like now they can take the mask off. Pregnancies. You mean moving in together, buying a house together, renting a house together, signing a lease, whatever that situation is, y'all, they can take the mask off then, because now I at least got, we have a loan, the term of this lease is a year, 2 years. You mean I got you, because now your name is on here, or my name is on here. So it's just like, if you leave me, I'm going to ruin your credit, or you go, or I'm going to ruin your finances, because you're going to have to pay the whole mortgage or rent by yourself. You have a foreclosure on your credit, or you're going to have a broken lease on your credit, an eviction on your credit. There's something going to be, like I said, they feel like they got you now. And there could be a combination of things. House, kids, buying a car together, something along those lines. You see what I'm saying? There could be a combination. It's just not one or the other. It could be a combination of it. But the more they feel like they solidly have you hooked, the more they feel like they can truly be themselves. You know what I mean? That's, like I said, the more they feel like they got you, the more they feel like they can honestly, truthfully be who they really are around you. I can take the mask off. The mask has gotten they done wore a mask the whole relationship, right? They done wore this wore a mask like this the whole relationship, right? So when they finally, oh, you're pregnant? I'm pregnant by you. Oh, this mask is heavy. I can ball the mask up now. I can be me now. You see what I'm saying? There's certain moments once they feel like they have you hooked. It's not that you don't necessarily have to get pregnant by them or get them pregnant. You don't have to buy a house or something together. You can just be madly head over heels in love, and they just trust that so much that they can take the mask off. It's like they know the love bombing has taken effect on you. And they've gotten away with so much stuff. They start doing bad things to you. They start kind of testing the boundaries. They're going to start testing the boundaries of your relationship. And you forgive them. You take them back. You overlook stuff. Then they feel like they have you hooked. Oh, damn, you really not going to leave me? Got you. Whenever they feel like you're not going to leave, or it's harder for you to leave, you don't necessarily have to make a commitment to this person. You don't have to live together. You don't have to have a baby together. You don't have to buy a car together. They can just feel like you are in it to win it. They can feel like you might have something going on within your own mind that makes it harder for you to want to leave them. So they're just like, okay, this person's with me. They might feel like you're a ride or die. Or they might question. They might test. Yeah, they might do a test to test to see if you're a ride or die. To test to see if you're how high your resolve is. Like how high your threshold for forgiveness is. And I tell so many people, y'all, like, when they show you who they really are, if you feel like they're testing your boundaries, if they even say it, I was just testing you. Y'all, if that ain't a damn red flag, I don't know what it is. If that ain't red flaggy behavior, I don't know what it is. You see what I'm saying? Once they feel like they got you, they got you. When they feel like their talents are in you, like they, or a lot of y'all be calling narcissistic people energy vampires. Once they feel like they have those fangs in your neck, they got you. Once they feel like you're committed to a future with them, they got you. Once they feel like you've committed, you quit your job or you change your lifestyle up for them, they got you. Once they feel like you cut your friends and family off, they feel like they got you. Gotcha's gonna get you. They feel like they got you. Once they feel like they got you, then they take advantage of the situation. You see what I'm saying? That's what I tell people. Once they feel like they got you, they will take advantage of you. They're gonna pound it home. I promise you that. Once they feel like they've gotten you committed to them, they're going to pound it home. They're going to pound your brain. They're going to mess with you, because why wouldn't they, y'all? Why wouldn't they mess with you if they keep getting forgiven? That's what I'm saying. They're going to keep testing your boundaries. Oh, wow, you going to pick your friends over me? Wow, never thought we'd get to this point. Wow. Don't give in to this stuff, y'all. I'm just telling you. I know people think, a lot of people get on my platform, they think I hate narcissists. Y'all, I do not hate narcissists. I am a narcissist. I have a personality disorder. I just want narcissistic people to be better. Like you, Lee, are you better? You say you're better than them? I'm better. I'm farther along my healing journey. Absolutely, yes. I'm not saying I'm better than nobody, but am I further along my healing journey than most narcissists on this planet? Absolutely. With no, yes. I'm not better than them. I'm just further along. I want them to come on. Let's get it. I don't hate narcissists. I want them to get better. But Lee, we do too. So we're going to fade. No. If you're looking for a sign, I feel like I had to say this in my video. If you're looking for a sign to stay in your toxic relationship, this ain't it. this, you looking for something to give them another chance? This ain't it. Once they violate those boundaries, and once they violate your boundaries in an unforgivable way, don't forgive them. Don't take it back. Because the more you forgive them, y'all, the more they take advantage of you. The more you do, the more you let them get, they feel like you let them get away with, the more they will take advantage of you. I promise you that. I promise you. They don't care, y'all. It gets to the point where they don't care what they do to you. As long as you're letting them get away with it, they do not care. They're like, okay, I'm fine. Oh, you fine? You cool? Gotcha. Gotcha's gonna get you. That's the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people, y'all. So that's why I just want y'all to protect your peace, protect yourself. Because once they feel like they have you hooked, once they feel like you're committed to them, promise ring, engagement, whatever it is, kids, you've met their family. Sometimes all it takes is you meeting their family and them meeting yours. Sometimes all it takes is a vacation together and y'all committing to each other through text messages and emails and stuff like that. Y'all planning a big future together. That's all it takes for them to start showing themselves sometimes, y'all. But how do we speed that process? I don't have 5 years to get to a person and not know they're narcissistic. Set boundaries. Set boundaries to protect yourself. Use the word no, y'all. Use the damn word no. No. Use the word no. Because when you start using the word no, it empowers you and it takes power away from them. Makes them feel this type of rejection. And they might show you their true character. And once they show you their true character, they yell at you, rage at you, scream at you. They showed you what's inside of them waiting to come out. Once they show you what's inside of them waiting to come out, y'all, it's on you. It's on you to power up. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. I promise you. Promise you. As much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I promise you I'll learn more from you. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe. Check out the Self Love Brand. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people to help more people. The Self-Love Brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a Self-Love Brand. The Self-Love Journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, during a toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you.